Yud Zayin Elul, Friday the 12th of September, Rabbi David Stern, Brochus on Mitzvahs.
In the parasha that we read after Sheni, on Shabbos, the Torah describes the mitzvah of Vidui Masrus. Twice over the 7-year cycle, on the last day of Pesach of the 4th year and of the 7th year, the Yid would come to the Beis HaMikdash and say this Vidui Maestris, basically stating how he has fulfilled all his duties as the Torah commanded with regards to the Afroshos of Trumas and Masras, etc. So it says a few psukim there. Omarotol lefnei Hashem elokecho bi'arati ha'kodesh min ha'bayis v'gam nesati v'lalevi v'lager l'yosef v'lamono k'chol mitzvos v'shet zivisoni lo yovarati mimitzvoisecho v'lo yishachoch. Rashi says don't forget to bless you over the celebration. A simple understanding of this Rashi to be that when you celebrate Trumas Masrus, today is the you make a brocha. Formulated the Nusach, Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvos of Tivonu, Lahafrish, Trumas Masrus, Lahafrish Masrus, as the case may be. So the Yid is saying, I did so, Lo Shachachti Milvarechacho Al Hafroshas Masrus. I did not forget to make the bracha over the mitzvah of Hafroshas Masrus. But all the Achronim discussing this Rashi question, that it's very difficult to explain Rashi's intent. And that is the meaning of the pasuk in the Torah. Birchas HaMitzvahs, as we know it, is midrabbonot. There are two brachas which are biblical in origin. One is Birchas HaTorah, and the second is Birchas HaMazoy. All other brachas are midrabbonot. So we'll see inside. So, the statement of the Torah is meant that you should say, confess, admit, cited the appropriate bracha of the mitzvah of Afroshas Masra is difficult because min haTorah there is no bracha to be recited over the mitzvah of Afroshas Masra. So if you look at the comment, quotes from the Brochi, the Gor Ari, the Maral, and the Rashi, they're the first to ask this question. And they say that you must say that Rashi does not mean a made correct bracha. Of course, in those times, min haTorah, there wasn't a bracha. Rashi means that I didn't forget you, Hashem, I didn't forget to thank you, lo se shvach, v'hoidor, over enabling me at the time, comes the stage where I'm separating masa, and the produce is being given to me, and for that, I didn't forget to praise you, lo se shvach, v'hoidor, but it doesn't mean to make a bracha. That is what the Mizrahi and the Gor Ari both concur, must be the pshat in Rashi. The truth is that this Rashi, of course, is not Rashi's own idea. It's a Mishnah, it's a Sifri, and or a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni Perek Hei, where the Mishnah goes through the parasha. And the Mishnah says, Levarati mitzvasecho mi lo yifrashti mi hashemurino, lo yifrashti mi hashemurino, lo yishochachti means lo shachachti milvorechecho umilahazkir shimcha olov. Slightly different version, not milvorecho Allah froshes masters, but milvorechecho umilahazkir shimcha olov. So the Tosfos Yom Tov over there, the Baal Tanura says that it's referring to a bracha shemavorchim hafrish shuma al kulam mavorchim, and that's what the Mishnah means. Now the Tosfos Yom Tov there has a discussion. He says that the Gur Ari and the Rashi say that cannot be the pshat because min haTorah there is no requirement to make a bracha. So they say it means los es shvach v'hoido. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says their pshat in the Rashi's destroyed Mishnah cannot l'chera be correct because there's a clear gemara of brachas which quotes this Mishnah regarding the nusach. What is the correct nusach of a bracha? The gemara in brachas quotes this Mishnah to prove a point. In Hilchas Brochus, so clearly the Gemara understood this Mishnah to be a reference to the Brochus. Gemara defines Yom Kippur. The Brocha has a name on the face. The Gemara there has a place around her there. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Kol Brocha she'ein bo haskaras Hashem ein Brocha. A Brocha that doesn't mention Hashem's name is not a valid Brocha. But it's sufficient for it to say the Shem Hashem without saying Melech Ha'olam. Rav Yochanan Omar, and he says no, Kol Brocha she'ein bo malchus ein Brocha. It has to have not only the Shem Hashem, but it has to mention Hashem's Malchus. Omar Abaya, Kvosei the Rav Mistabra. I have a raya like Rav, that it's sufficient to say the shame, you don't need to say Malchus. The Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, so this is the Sifri, but who are they in the process? It's Nam Lechaira, it's a Mishnah, not a shame. Lo yavarati mil tzvetecha v'lo yishokachti, lo yavarati mil vorechecha v'lo yishokachti mil ahazkir shimcha olof. That was the Muslim of the Mishnah. Right? Mil ahazkir shimcha olof. Ve'ilu malchus lo yiketoni. So we see in the Mishnah, says Abaya, that when the Yid says, I made the appropriate prophet, I didn't forget to mention your name. But obviously I didn't forget to mention your name and your kingdom. So you see that when you're making a bracha, it's enough to say shame, you don't need to say malchus. So the Gemara, there's two versions whether this appears or not, but according to our version, Rabbi Yochanan answers, Tani, lo shachachti melahaske shimcha umalchus cha'olov. Let's amend the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan, in accordance with my view, and that indeed the Mishnah does say, I did make the appropriate bracha with Haskar Hashem and Malchus. Tosfos doesn't have that version, so Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan holds Otu Karuchla Kol Hai Limna Velozel Limna Velezel. The Tana doesn't mention Malchus. Etc. Doesn't actually say Malchus. But Al-Kuponim, Freik the Tosfos Yomtov, the Mishnah, the Gemara clearly cites this Mishnah as a proof of what Nusach should be used for Mitzvah. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, Reshachachti mil vorecho. Boruch asher ki deshomim in the place of half of Shema Masa. Rashi couldn't be clearer. Mil vorecho means, Boruch ato asher ki deshomim in the place of half of Shema Masa. Birch sa Mitzvahs. So the Tosfos Yom says, you can't go and make out of this Rashi, yeah, it's not a shvach, vohidor. Rashi didn't mean, of course, making a bracha. The Gemara says that, no, with referring to the making of a bracha with Shem, perhaps with Malchus. Rashi says clearly it's a reference to the making of a bracha, so clearly that was the intent of the Mishnah and the intent of Rashi in our Sedra. I made the correct bracha, in which case, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, the Kasha comes back, how can the Yid in Atzera say I made the correct bracha? In Atzera there's no requirement to be making a bracha. So the Tosfos Yom Tov, therefore, we're going to be offering four answers, this is answer number two we're coming to now. The Tosfos Yom Tov says that, of course, the Mishnah means I made the correct bracha. Originally, before Chachamim were mistaken Birchas HaMitzvos, maybe that wasn't the pshat in Lashon Chachamim. So, I don't know, maybe Lashon was a computer, and I can't afford it, I didn't forget. I don't know why I didn't forget, but I didn't forget. I didn't forget to do, as I'm told. Chachamim, after having enacted the requirement of Birchas HaMitzvos, so, says the Yom Tov Midr Rabbonani, it's an asmachta. Their concept that one has to make a bracha mitzvahs, the Chachomim will masmich on to this pasuk, and that is the intent of the pasuk, say the Chachomim, to make the right bracha. That wasn't maybe the original pshat in the confession in the pasuk, but Chachomim, having now been masakim bracha mitzvahs, gave a source for it. We find very often he says, migriya bracha lasmachu akro. We find asmachta. So this is a case in point of asmachta. The bracha being referred to is midrabonon. It is birchas hamitzvah. It's not like the Gurari and the midrachi. It's not shvach. But it's indeed midrabonon. And there were masmachta on the pasuk. That's the second answer. The reference to birchas hamitzvah, which is midrabonon. But it's an asmachta. The third answer. And also we'll see in Boshu Vaisi Sefer Minchas Osher. The third answer is written in the Maril Diskin over here, Ala Torah, the Malbim in Ala Torah Mitzvah, also says similar. That's a reference to a bracha, as evidenced by this Moran Brachos, with Malbim. But they say that actually making of a bracha on the first of the matzah is biblical. So that when I asked originally which brachas are biblical, so we said the Torah, the Samazai, come along my real biscuit and the Maldim, and they say the third one, the bracha recited over our precious masters has a biblical source. Where? But it's biblical, it's not rabbinic. And that is indeed what Rashi meant over here. That I made the correct bracha as mandated min haTorah to make a bracha on Afrosh Nosh Maz. It's unique amongst all brachas and mitzvahs. It must be recited in Israel. That's pshat number 3. There's a problem with pshat number 3. That's the problem with the come back to this tomorrow later on. The point of the special concern. The more there, Dr. Svob brings them up later. Hearing Shema, Bala Yishmiya, and also come on the side of Shema. But if you couldn't do it, you couldn't hear what he was saying. You were kind of coming to the Yotno, and the great Shema, Lo Yotno, and the great Yotno, and the we learn the Mishnah in Trumas. Cheresh, Hamadaber v'Ein Yishmeh. Not the Cheresh, so Rashi says, "Lo Yitzrayim." Why not? The Fisha Ein Yishmeh Habrocha Shabrocha Leil. You do a separation, but you don't make a brocha shekit shomer. So you come to Hafish, and you can't hear, and you're not hearing. Truma, it's valid. So the Quran says, who is this mission again according to Lachaira? It will be according to the Tanakama who says, Yotza, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that don't make a bracha lo Yotza, then it should be in Quran, lo Yama Truma, say Truma. So the Quran answers, no. Atkan like on Rabbi Yossi lo Yotza, this is a Nufal Gemara, Elo Gava Kriya Shema Da Oiraisa. Aval Truma, Mishum Bracha, Ubracha the Rabbono, but loy bibracha talia milsa. It's a bit of a difficult Gemara, but Pashtus, as I should get to Tosfos, we'll see later on if they get. The essence of the Gemara's answer is that Krishna, the mitzvah, is the recital, and the Rabbi says, you don't hear your recital, you're not here to the mitzvah. Masha Inkin, by Truma, you have to make a bracha over the separation of the Truma. But la bibracha talia milsa, if you didn't do a bracha, which you could hear, that won't invalidate the separation of the truma. Lo bibracha talia milsa. So in Torah, truma also truma. The truma is still a valid truma. But in passing, we'll come back to this as I said. The Gemara said, bracha drabbanon, v'lo bibracha talia milsa. Now, what bracha are we referring to? The bracha of lahafresh truma. So you see that the bracha of lahafresh truma, clearly in the Gemara, is drabbanon. So, what did the Maril Diskin and the Malvin suggest? Birchas Afroshas Trumas Umasras. They're from Afroshas Masras, but it's the same as Afroshas Trumas. That bracha is biblical. But the Gemara here says, no, the bracha of Afroshas Trumas is Rabbanon. So, clearly, it falls under the general rule of all Birchas Afroshas Trumas. And then the question is, they have viewed that this is a unique Birchas Amitras, the Raisa. Maybe it seems more than any bracha. Last of the chapter, and then we go to deal with the discussion. The fourth chapter is Professor Frank. Say to him, yeah, let's go. He quotes a Batman in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this, Omele Rabbi Yeremia, Kol HaMitzvahs Tumunai Brocha, all mitzvahs must have a brocha made for the Minayin. Shikol HaMitzvah Mishmachal, when the fruit has been made in good, you don't make a bracha. Rav Tanchuma, Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Mishem Rav Lozal, they say, because there's a posuk. Vo'et no lecho, es luchoy so even, v'ha toira v'ha mitzvah. Hikish toira le mitzvah. Ma toira tumra bracha, av mitzvah. Rav Shalom says, that there's a hikish comparing mitzvahs to toira. Like Torah requires a bracha, as in Birchas HaTorah, So do mitzvahs require a bracha? This is a hekesh based on a pasuk. So we see, it says in Tzitzah, that the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that purpose of mitzvahs is midoraita. The Bavli said clearly, bracha d'rabonon, even concerning the Mefoshes Truma, bracha d'rabonon, right? But the Yerushalmi says that brachas are min ha-tayrim. So, says the Har Tzvi, that when Rashi said, Meshachachdim min borechacha ala froshes masras, Rashi is referring to the Birchas HaMitzvahs. I, we ask, Birchas HaMitzvah only mid Rabbanon, says the Har Tzvi, Rashi is going like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi holds Birchas HaMitzvahs is min ha-tayrim. V'ha-tayrim v'ha-mitzvah, makish tayrim v'mitzvah, ma'am. Tayrim tu v'brocha, mitzvah v'brocha. Rashi is going with the Yerushalmi. Then the Yerushalmi, right? But again, Yerushalmi, and Rashi is going with the Yerushalmi that Birchas HaMitzvahs are the right. So, in a nutshell, we've given four explanations of this Rashi. The Gemara name is Rocky, the Rashi doesn't mean a brocha altogether. This means praise. Shvach v'haydor. So Yom says that cannot be because the Gemara learns the Nusach of Shema Malchus from this Mishnah. So he says it's Taki Birchas HaMitzvahs. They are drabonon, but it's an asmachta. Maril Diskin and now they want to say no. The bracha of Hafroshes Masters is a unique Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's min ha-Torah. But l'chayr, that doesn't stem with our Bavli, who says even on the bracha of Hafroshes Masters, it's drabonon. The Hatzi wants to say that Rashi is going with Yerushalmi. The Bavli tackles it's drabonon, but he's going with Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi knows that Birchas HaMitzvahs are min ha-Torah. Oh. So I think if we were to adopt the approach of the Hatzi, that Rashi is referring to a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvahs, and is going with a view, let's call it Yerushalmi, that Birchas HaMitzvahs are min ha-Torah. With that, one can understand better what this Lo Shachachti is doing in the parasha of Bidu Masters. Because I've got a shtickle question here, it's not a major question, just a shtickle question to bring out the point. This person is making confession that I did all the mitzvahs associated with Hafroshes Trumas HaMasters. Correct. He admits, he confesses that he did everything correctly. Rashi brings, he says, "Yarat Hakodesh min Abayis, Masa Sheni Neta Ravai, Masatim Relevi Masa Rishon, Gam Ravos Truma, Leyosim Amonos Masa Oni, Kuchol Mitzvoschon Masatim Kesidron." I gave them in their correct order. Lo Yigdam Vitruma Lo Bikurim Lo Truma Lo. Means, and then lo shachachti, right? Lo shachachti mirecha. And then it goes on. Lo shachachti ba'oyim imenu. Lo yadim zon. So I'm asking a question. He's saying I did everything associated with master correctly. So he says I made a bracha. That's midine master to make a bracha. Because halacha, when you do a mitzvah, you shake lulav, don't make a bracha. You blow shofar, don't make a bracha. Shami says. Biblical, perhaps, in origin. Oh, but that would be a confession. I did Hilchus Brochus. Masechus Brochus I did. He's not making confession of it that he, you know, keeps Shabbos or shakes Vulav or keeps Dine Brochus. He's making confession. I did all the Dine Masters. L'chaira, one can ask, saying that you said a Brocha is saying that you said a Brocha, but it's not saying you did the separation of Masters in the best possible way. It's not a chelik of Mitzvah's Masa. Okay, it's not a major question, but I'm just bringing out a point. So, I want to ask you a question. If someone does a mitzvah without a bracha, he blew the shofar, oi, I didn't make a bracha. Are you yoitz to the mitzvah or not, you know? That's everyone's saying, sure, the bracha is not marketable. The truth is that we just saw there's a Gemara in Brochus Daf Tetzvot, which says so. Because the Gemara says, in Toram Trumose Truma, he didn't hear the bracha that he made. So the Gemara says, yeah, love the bracha Talia Milsa, so he didn't make the bracha as he ought to. But the Truma is still a valid Truma. Chaloita Mitzvah, and Pashas B'yaitzah the Mitzvah. That is not a family that a bracha doesn't make correctly or at all for that matter. Yeah. But there was a line in that Gemara. The Gemara said, bracha d'rabon on him. But love the bracha Talia Milsa. So if you look at the place of Rosh, not everyone learns that differently. Why is it that the place of Rosh that don't the non-recital of a prophet doesn't depend on the validity of the mitzvah. That is only because the prophets are not. But since the prophets were good, or have dropped the being in a Torah, and you didn't make a prophet, you lose the whole mitzvah. That's the Torah will come back to the modern day Torah chapter 50. And Yeshua comes and he says, I don't understand. What is this? The prophet is a prophet, fine. You did, whether so either the bracha, the making of the bracha is ma'akiv, or it's not ma'akiv. But if it's not ma'akiv, it shouldn't be ma'akiv, even if it's min ha'Torah. If it is ma'akiv, it should be ma'akiv chotshuk midrabonon, even if the bracha is drabonon. Why is it that it's dependent? If a bracha is drabonon, it doesn't impact on the mitzvah. If a bracha is deraisa and you didn't make the bracha, then the mitzvah is the mitzvah. What's the beyond in terms of whether a bracha is deraisa or drabonon? So in the Minchas Osher, Rosh Weiss, wants to explain it like this. How are we to understand the bracha? Is the bracha a chelik of the mitzvah? For example, right? Take a lulav, right? There's the green palm, and then it's fresh, but lovish, and the old mitzvah. Kavona to fulfill a mitzvah? You're not yoytz the mitzvah, because kavona sa mitzvah is a oicha chelik from the mitzvah. What about a bracha? Is a bracha part and parcel of a mitzvah? Or no? The mitzvah is all its component parts. The bracha is another mitzvah. Make a bracha. You didn't. B'shas doing mitzvah A, there's another mitzvah. Make a bracha. But it's not part of the mitzvah. So if you didn't make a bracha, you lost out on the mitzvah of making a bracha. But you didn't lose out on the actual fullness of the mitzvah, because it's not part of the mitzvah. Is bracha part of the mitzvah? One of the nafkuminas you want to bring is, let's say you have a mitzvah that starts at daybreak. This is it. Right? Can you make the bracha before, a moment before daybreak? Get the time right. If you're going to say the bracha is a part of the mitzvah, then you can't. Because you got the zmana kiyuma mitzvah is day. To make the bracha before day is not the right time. If the bracha is not part of the mitzvah, then as long as there's no interruption, no hefsek maybe between the moment of the bracha and the moment of the asiyas mitzvah, you could make a bracha before the zman mitzvah has already kicked in. Because the bracha you're making, and then a moment later the zman mitzvah kicks in, you do the mitzvah. That might be okay, because the bracha is not part of the mitzvah. If the bracha is part of the mitzvah, then it will be bound by the same time restrictions as the actual mitzvah itself. Oh, okay, so the Torah maybe the mitzvah is not here yet. Okay, he goes into some Torah as well. Oh, so that's the question. So he wants to suggest that maybe it's Torah. If a bracha is drabonon, then it's schwer to say that the bracha became part of the mitzvah. Drabonon, long after Matan Torah came and said, we want to take bracha before you do a mitzvah. How does it somehow become part of the mitzvah? Did it change the format of a mitzvah? Of course not. A mitzvah is a mitzvah given by the Torah. They said make a bracha, it's an independent mitzvah. But it's not part of the format of the actual mitzvah. But if a bracha is d'oraisa, then possibly, not mochav, but possibly, the Torah said, make a bracha with a green palm, make a bracha with kavana if you want to do not. Shake a little with a green palm, shake a little with kavana if you want to do not, and shake a little with a bracha. Maybe possibly the same Torah which put down the mitzvah said a bracha should be made over the mitzvah, and that is actually a chelik of the mitzvah. Possibly, if bracha is the right, and therefore that would be the biur in the Tosafot in the Gemara Pesachim. That bracha drabonon, says the Gemara. Don't worry, bracha is drabonon. So lab bracha talia milsa, non-making of the bracha, lo yishmel osna, won't impact on Torah Tumos Truma, because the mitzvah is fully valid. Had bracha been the right, it would have been part of the mitzvah of Rosh Truma itself. And therefore the non-making of the bracha would make the truma invalid. Oh. Well, one second. So l'chayr it would come out that whether bracha is ma'akir or mitzvah depends on whether bracha is rabbonon or bracha is deraisa. So I want to tell you just a beautiful piece of the Rosh Hashanah spring from the late Chozom of the Ruh, Rosh Hashanah. The first place is Chulin. Yeah. You know, does anyone know, is a woman, can a woman be a sheikhet? Might not be a very womanly like, but can a woman be a sheikhet? So, the first Tosfos in Chulin says, Hakoyel sheikhtim. Says Tosfos, Kosov behilchos Eretz Yisrael. The noshim lo yishchatu. Then I won't translate the next time. Mipnei shadafon chalos. So it says, noshim lo yishchatu. Women cannot shed. And it takes the reason to derive from the city of Zochim that women can shed. Now the Rosh quotes the same Hilchot Hetzron. I don't know who the author of Hilchot Hetzron was. But the Rosh quotes him and he says, he says, this author wrote chumras of his own volition. And similarly, he writes, a shochet who didn't make a bracha, the shchit is invalid. We've never seen it anywhere that if you don't make a bracha on shechita, the shechita should be invalid. So we have an interesting rosha here. If a sheikh forgot to make the bracha on shechita, the Hilchot Eretz Yisrael says shechita also psula, and the rosha disagrees. You don't find such a thing. Says the closing of the Rosh Hashanah. He said, I don't know who Hilchot Eretz Yisrael was, but he says Mistaba the Oisei Chacham Shechita Hilchot Eretz Yisrael was fed on Talmud Yerushalmi. He came from Eretz Yisrael. He learned Talmud Amarov. Yerushalmi Shitta is that brachas of the Raisa, of HaTorah, of HaMitzvah. Like brachas of Torah is the Raisa, the Torah is the Raisa. If brachas of the Raisa, then it says in the Gemara that there's Sovah Kum Teis Rosh, there will be the Akh of the Mitzvah, because they're part and parcel of the Mitzvah. So he says that if you shechted and you didn't make the appropriate bracha, then you've lost out. The mitzvah shechita wasn't fulfilled. The mitzvah shechita wasn't fulfilled. So shechita also psula. Ein hashas shalom usoy vekein, says the Rosh. We hold that bracha of the Rabbono. The bracha of the Rabbono. So you didn't make a bracha. You lost out. It's a terrible thing. You lost out on the bracha of shechita. But it's probably an invalidated shechita because it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. And it doesn't. And it's not active in nasiyas the mitzvah. With that, he wants to, with this machleg bavli yerushalmi, he wants to also explain machlegis Rosh and the Chacham who wrote Hilchot Eretz Yisrael. So to conclude, we had Pshat number 3 and 4, Pshat number 4, that Rashi, Lo Shachachti Milvarecha, meant Berchus HaMitzvahs. What's he doing in the Torah? He's going with the Shittah of the Yerushalmi, that Berchus HaMitzvahs are in the Torah. So we ask the question, why is he being Misvada, I made the Bracha? This is not Pashas Vidui Brachas, it's Pashas Vidui Masras. Of according to this, it's very good. If Bracha would be a Drabonon, then apart from the main problem we discussed, which is what's it doing in the Torah, it's only Drabonon, but there would be perhaps the additional problem of what's it doing in this whole parasha at all. It's not part of Vidui Masras. It doesn't, it's not a set and it's a component part of the Mitzvah of Masras. It's a, whether you did or didn't make a Bracha, what's it going to do with how you fulfill Mitzvah's Masras? But if Rashi is going with the Yerushalmi, that Bracha Mitzvah's Adoy Raisa, then the Bracha Lahafrish becomes part of Hilchas Hafroshas Masras. So it makes a lot of sense why he's saying in the parasha of Vidui Masra, Leshochachti Milvarecho, I did Mitzvah Hafroshas Masra, like Mitzvah Hafroshas Masra must be done, including the making of the bracha, because that becomes part and parcel of Mitzvah Hafroshas Masra.